what has been accomplished through the first strategic plan just sets us up so beautifully for the second one. And I think that, in my humble opinion, and I am not an educator, but the fact that it's the whole child look, and it's the whole environment look, and it's not just the teacher to fix it, it's not just the school principal to fix it, it's this beautiful cross-section of every person who's in a building or in this building being active in finding solutions and really digging deep and making, and how much we've all learned to dig deep. And so nothing but applause and kudos and absolute respect for what has been accomplished. And I'm excited to see what happens next. And I keep saying this, this show needs to go on the road. You must present at national conferences, because we were just at a conference and hands down, this would have exceeded all expectations. So just be proud. Obviously things to learn and lessons and all the things, we know that. But this is a moment in my mind to feel proud, and you got it from a parent who's been living at it, North Central, so it's very cool.
Mr. Fitzel or Mrs. George Davis?
Yeah, I had a comment. First, I really just wanted to thank you and your team for the intentionality of this work. As the other parent on the board, this is my second go-round. My first child, we didn't know if he was going to make it just because of things that were happening at North Central. And I was extremely worried about my younger child getting there, just what was happening in the building. We don't need to rehash it. Just the past few years, as Ms. Fry stated, was rough, and we were just really worried. And to see, even with his crazy course load, to see my child with the challenges that we deal with on a daily basis come home and know that he is recognized as the individual that he is, that when people walk through the building, they know him, they know his schedule, they just know, hey, there he goes. So I just really, more than commenting on it, just wanted to thank you for the intentionality that is going behind this work, because people in the community are seeing it. I have friends that are in the northern districts, and they comment about the work that's happening at North Central and in our district on a regular basis. So yes, keep it up. And to Ms. Horth-Kruger's point, like honestly, as we were sitting in those sessions, we were like, our team could command this audience, because we're doing this work and we're just blowing it out of the water. So I'm really proud to be a part of this team. So I just wanted to thank you guys.
Mr. Fitzel, don't want to leave you out.
Oh, no, I appreciate that, Bill. No, just a comment that we thank you for all your hard work. We appreciate it.
And then I'll close it out by saying ditto to everybody, what they said, except I don't have any students in the district right now, but in the past I did. But I will also, I really, really, and I know we're saying this, three of us are saying this, but I really think the more we can get this, the more details you can put together, the more you see these changes happen, the more we need to talk about it outside of our community. I know our community needs to know, but outside. Because as we all know, there are outside people looking in saying we're not doing what we need to do, why don't they fire everybody? Mm-hmm. We need to voice the fact that we are doing good things. Our students are learning, our students are progressing, and to beat back the loud voices that are outside our community. So whatever we can do that, I know most times, you know, good news isn't good news. For news, but we need to make sure we figure out a way to market as much as we can. So I appreciate all the good work. All right, with that, I'll say thank you. Next, on the information item, the last item for the day is enrollment management rezoning recommendation for 2025-2026 school year by Dr. Taylor.
I evening again. Thank you, President Turner, Dr. Woodson, members of the board. I am here to present this evening's info item on enrollment management and our recommendation for improving balances across schools for next school year. I'm going to go relatively quickly in the first part of this evening's presentation so that we can get to more of the questions and feedback that we've received over the course of the past few weeks since the initial info item. And so where have we been? Again, we did start an enrollment task force a year ago. And in that task force, we looked at several different challenges and potential solutions in addressing those challenges. Some of those included some transportation challenges that we were experiencing. So we looked at some non-eligibility transportation zones or safe walk zones. We also looked at all of our different tiers of late busing. We reviewed academic programming, which included high ability self-contained programming, special education services throughout the district, our dual language immersion program, which we'll talk about significantly this evening, and discuss plans for future strategic planning. And then through that work, we introduced and we reviewed revised scenarios for consideration and direction for 25-26, which leads us to this evening. So revisiting the why behind this work and what problems we're trying to solve, we have an imbalance in enrollment across our middle schools that we've seen grow over the past few years. We know there's been a desire communicated to leaders in the district for those neighborhoods closer to their schools, particularly their middle schools, to return back to that closer middle school. For example, those neighborhoods that were prior to 1718 around Northview Middle School or zoned for Northview Middle School had been rezoned to Eastwood. And we know that there was a desire for families to do that, to return to Northview. We also know that there's some families in the traditional Eastwood area that were rezoned from Northview who also desire to return to Eastwood because of its geographic location. We looked at expansion of dual language immersion programming, knowing that we needed to do a K-8 articulation. So we wanted to establish a direct feeder for that. We also realized that in the demographic study that was done that forecasted the future of this district for the next 7 years has thus far been very inaccurate because we were supposed to decline over the next 7 years and we have grown substantially in a fast amount of time in the past 2 years. We are at capacity at Clearwater and Willow Lake. We're near capacity at Allisonville, while we have three other elementary schools that are pretty significantly below capacity in Nora, Spring Mill, and Greenbrier. We know we wanted to look at creating space for more Willow Lake DLI opportunities, and we wanted to maintain and or improve current routing efficiencies because we have improved drastically our transportation reliability and efficiencies, and we wanted to at least at minimum maintain that, looking for opportunities to improve that because we are still hurting with regard to finding bus drivers in this district. So we are still well below capacity. We're ideally love to be around 100 drivers, and we're currently at 88. So that is a complexity that we cannot avoid. Where are we going next? So after this evening's info item, we'll continue to gather feedback and then formulating the final recommendation for board action at the next board meeting, which is in December, on December 11th. At that time, depending on where we go from there, we will plan intentional outreach with those families specifically impacted. We'll also work on as smooth as possible transitions for those families impacted. We will begin routing changes based on the recommendations in February, possibly late January, and we will implement these changes over the summer in preparation again for school starting next school year. So the goals of this rezoning work was for Eastwood zone surrounding the new Northview campus to be rezoned to Northview, to create a direct feeder from Willow Lake to West Lane Middle School that supports DLI articulation K-8. We wanted to improve enrollment and balance throughout our three middle school campuses. And we wanted to improve enrollment and balances between elementary schools, particularly Greenbrier and Willow Lake. And then we finally looked at eliminating as many island zones of those schools that are one-off, that are in a neighborhood where a neighborhood nearby might be going, or neighborhoods nearby might be going to a different school. And so this is a visual of our current middle school boundaries, and the arrows draw attention to what the proposed middle school boundary changes will look like. So you can see their current around the new Northview Middle School. Those families around that in yellow are currently zoned for Eastwood. In this proposal, they would return to the new Northview Middle School. You see the pocket there that was originally Northview Middle School. You can see in this area here, you can see that we have some families that are scheduled for Northview that would be rezoned to West Lane Middle School, and those are neighborhoods that are far closer to West Lane. You also see over here you have a proposal for those Eastwood families, or traditional Eastwood families that are now current Northview families, so that's reflected right in this area here, they would be rezoned back to Eastwood. These are the specific neighborhood and areas impacted, as well as the number of students impacted. So you would have 90 students that are current Eastwood students that would be rezoned to Northview. You would have 52 students at Northview who would be returning to Eastwood. You have 84 students that are at Northview who would be rezoned to West Lane Middle School. This is a visual of the scenario for elementary. Our focus here is on Willow Lake and Greenbrier. So with the arrows here, you can see that these about half, or appears to be half, geographic land, if you will, communities of Willow Lake would be rezoned to Greenbrier. What's interesting here about Greenbrier is Greenbrier looks bigger, but there is a significant commercial zone in the heart of Greenbrier right here where there are no families who attend our schools in that commercial zone. So you see in the proposal where you would have Willow Lake families in those arrows, those geographic zones, rezoned to Greenbrier. And you can see that Willow Lake looks much smaller than most other geographic zones. But this, you have to understand, is a very heavily density population of students. And so with that comparison in our proposal, you'll find that still Willow Lake would be larger than Greenbrier, even with this proposed change. These are the specific areas impacted. That's three single family unit residential neighborhoods and two apartment communities with 104 total students impacted that would be rezoned to Greenbrier. But 54 of those students are in the current DLI program and would be allowed to stay at Willow Lake and transportation provided for them. That is an accommodation we felt strongly about, even though it presents challenges from a transportation lens, because we cannot replicate dual language immersion programming anywhere else in the district. In every other academic programming that we offer, we are able to replicate them throughout the district, with the exception of dual language immersion. And so we felt like that would be a detriment to those current dual language immersion students, K-4, to not offer that assistance to those families. And that's 54 of those. So the overall scenario summary impact, you can see that we're looking at just under 300 total students impacted. The only reason why we draw attention to that based on some of the commentary here this evening is not to make that a minor detail, as if it's not a significant impact. Nobody likes the idea of having to move any child to school. It's simply to say that when you look at rezoning, you can take comprehensive approaches, which we have done in the past in this district, which has impacted a significant higher amount of students throughout the district than what this rezoning proposal does. You can see what Eastwood loses, Northview loses in terms of 136 total students and a breakdown of where those students will go. Willow Lake, you can see the students, 104 total impacted, but 51 students who would really be rezoned to Greenbrier, unless for some reason a current DLI family wanted to try Greenbrier and didn't want to return, but that is an opportunity that is afforded to them. You can see the school capacity impact. Greenbrier goes from the low 500s to the high 500s, and Willow Lake would go to this from 750 to 660. Over time, that would improve even further to where Greenbrier and Willow Lake would almost balance out equally over time. Once those current DLI K-4 students moved on, that is how that would look. Eastwood, you can see they lose but gain capacity to grow more. Northview gets a little bit more breathing room, down from over 1,000 students to 910. Westlane, you can see they grow from the mid sevens to 845 students based on these projections. Transportation reduction of one route with this work, and that's at the middle schools. So that's a win for our transportation system, but not significant. Over on the right side, you can see this is the least impact to the overall district. DLI students rezoned to Greenbrier could continue at Willow Lake with transportation. We addressed the majority of our why principles or the problems that we were trying to solve still with this rezoning recommendation. Will be supported by those close to Northview Middle School who want to return to Northview Middle School when they move on from Nora. Instead of going to Eastwood, they could go to the school right across the street from where they live. And then you have current Northview Middle School students having to go to Eastwood or Westlane. Obviously, that's upsetting because this is moving schools and that's difficult. We understand that. We do not address the overcrowding currently at Clearwater, and there's a reason why we can't address that because of the complexities with transportation and the increased route times. We did not feel like that was going to make sense. So overall, you can see the points of the stated goals and where they're reflected in the map. The dark bold lines reflect the middle school redrawn lines. And you can see the overall changes to Greenbrier and Willow Lake based on the current enrollment. These are not based on projections. These are based on our current numbers. Going back to our whys, imbalance at Northview Middle School and desire for those neighborhoods to return. And I'm sorry that this conversion has all the ones there instead of those numbered in order. That's a conversion from Google to Microsoft for it. Imbalance at Northview and a desire for those neighborhoods to return, check. Expansion of DLI programming into Westlane with Willow Lake being a direct feeder. We have capacity challenges at Clearwater, Allisonville, and Willow Lake Elementary School while still having Nora, Spring Mill, Greenbrier significantly below capacity. We do address that. Partially though, just from the Willow Lake side of the equation. Create space at Willow Lake to allow for more DLI programming as they continue to work to grow that program. and then maintain and improve our current routing efficiencies. And so again, with that conversion, this slide somehow got messed up, and so there should be check marks all along that right side there. And so frequently asked questions, I do know that people have accessed these, so I won't dwell on anything other than the changes. So right now, based on feedback, very early on in this process, after the first info item, I did go back and look and work with our transport partners about the opportunity for the whole notion of grandfathering or exemption for current fifth grade students to stay at Willow Lake or current eighth grade students to stay at Eastwood or Northview. We are going to be able to open up the in-district limited choice application to those families who desire to provide their own transportation and keep their child who's an eighth grader or a fifth grader in their current school. So families that are interested in that process should just go ahead and visit our enrollment website to learn more about what that process looks like. I'm also available. People have my email address. I'm happy to answer any questions and help guide families through that process as well. There are implications for that. We might not see that'll be more of a steady change year after year versus the drastic change that we might see next year as originally proposed. Again, the grandfathering piece, I've addressed that for those rising fifth grader or eighth grade students who wish to stay in their home school. We want to respect that. And we will open up that IDLC process to those families so long as they can provide their own transportation. So trends in survey feedback, we did receive over 240 responses. I got a little nervous there for a while because I had like 8 responses for like 3 weeks, and I'm like, oh, this is not the Washington Township I know. So I want to give kudos to our school leaders who really helped me get the word out to our families. And I did see that obviously we saw a significant increase, which is what we want. That's why we welcome the feedback. I tried to analyze that feedback based on themes. And so themes meaning that these are comments that were duplicated multiple times throughout the survey feedback. So I'll talk through that. We did receive the majority of that feedback from Willow Lake, followed by Eastwood, followed by Northview Middle Schools. And they carried 90% of that 240. And some of the concerns from the Willow Lake Elementary School, some of those echoed here this evening. Splintering of neighborhoods rezoned to Greenbrier. So what does that mean? That means, yes, I'm in a neighborhood right now that's been rezoned to Greenbrier. There are students that are in the DLI programming at Willow Lake who will get transportation to return to Willow Lake. While also, you'll have families in the same neighborhood that are rezoned to Greenbrier, where their students will get picked up by a Greenbrier bus and brought to Greenbrier. That is the nature of this proposal. But again, that was to accommodate the fact that we wanted those dual language immersion students not to have such a drastic change to their academic programming due to the model. Incoming siblings and dual language immersion at Willow Lake Elementary School. So what if I have an incoming kindergartner next year? We can accommodate, because this starts next year, we will be able to accommodate an incoming kindergartner, but as those current students graduate out, we cannot sustain that long term. The only exception to that would be if we increase our fleet somehow to where we get buses at full capacity and we're able to accommodate that. We haven't been able to do that for 4 or 5 years, so I don't anticipate that. DLI articulation into West Lane and those who live in Northview boundary. So if I am gonna stay and do and finish DLI programming at Willow Lake, but I'm now going to Northview instead of West Lane, what do I do then? Are you gonna provide transportation to DLI programming at West Lane? We are not able to do that. So they would have to apply for and district limited choice and provide their own transportation to continue DLI at West Lane Middle School based on this recommendation. The other thing we heard was Willow Lake would be losing supportive and active PTO parents at Willow Lake Elementary School. So that was feedback that was endorsed. grandfathering or exemption for incoming fifth grade students. We addressed that. We heard about equitable support in schools. So what does that mean? An example, so Greenbrier, let's say they see a significant increase in multilingual learners. Would we adjust our staffing to bring on or reallocate resources to bring on more ENL supports for Greenbrier? Absolutely, that's something we would look at. There was also a concern for overcrowding now at Greenbrier. I can tell you that Greenbrier right now is low 500s, that is less than 2 miles away from a school that's over 750 students. So in our proposal, even once all 100 students move on, you're looking at Greenbrier and Willow Lake being of similar size. So I think this was a person that was, or some people that were thinking Greenbrier is going to go to 750 because of that geographic zone that's now going there. And right now, based on what we see, and again, that's current numbers, we don't anticipate Greenbrier being overcrowded anytime soon. Now, are we able to accurately forecast the future of enrollment in the district? It's very hard to do. We're seeing that right now with the changes that we're experiencing. So there's no guarantees that Greenbrier 3 or 4 years from now might be larger, and we might have to relook at this. Nobody wants to do that, but that's unfortunately what we have to do. Concerns from the middle school perspective. The main concern from middle schools that we heard was just the whole exemption for incoming eighth grade students. Was the desire, can they stay at their home school? And we've addressed that based on our latest data analysis with our Transpar partners. And then we heard an increase in non-resident students and how this is impacting this recommendation. Yes, we've seen an increase in our non-resident students throughout the district. In this case, we are looking at enrollment increases at all levels. Currently, right now, our strongest growth in the district is at the elementary level, not the middle school level. We have seen non-resident increase of a few hundred students, but that is, as you go back to our whys, that's not why we're doing these rezoning pieces. Because that is a faucet that you essentially can turn on and off. And we are gonna have to turn it off with certain schools that we've talked about in this rezoning proposal. So that's the trends in the survey feedback that we've received thus far. And then there's a website that we created to keep our community informed on the enrollment management proposal for next school year. We also added specific neighborhood impact analysis for next school year in there that families have been able to access, and we'll continue to update those with current changes relative to tonight's discussion and ongoing feedback. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions the board may have relative to this proposal.
Mrs. Horth Kruger?
Just this one's a quick one. How much longer will the survey be out there for people to take advantage of?
Survey will remain open until we come to the recommendation in December.
Okay.
December 11th.
Other questions?
The first question, and I'm actually just asking you to share some information, because I want the community to be aware that this enrollment management, we didn't just look at, you know, kind of rezoning. So I'm asking you, can you please share a little bit about what we looked at in terms of walkouts and where we landed on that? I just want the community to be aware that there was a lot of pressure from different places in the district to do transportation exclusion zones.
Yeah.
And that is not part of the recommendation. I'll sort of show my hand and say I'm glad it's not part of the recommendation, but I do think it's important because look, whatever happens with this is gonna be painful to people, right? I do want the public to understand that we looked at something also that could have been really painful and we said no. So we need to share some base information on that.
Yeah, so with our partners in Transpar, we did do a walk zone analysis where we felt there was opportunity for us to do so safely. So we looked at places that were right across the street from their school that had adequate sidewalks and infrastructure supports in place that would allow for up to a mile for elementary, half a mile for elementary, 3/4 mile, and then a mile for high school. And we found a number of spots around Greenbrier, especially around Nora area, and some others where there was an opportunity for us to really improve our routing, because we were going to be able to eliminate some routes. So the pressure on the transportation system right now with 88 drivers, we could use some of that relief, but there was not an appetite by the committee, that enrollment management task force, there was not an appetite for that committee to do that. There was concerns about students at elementary age walking in the dark. There was concerns about kindergartners, when a parent maybe doesn't walk across the street to get them from school, what happens then? Are our staff having to walk students across streets? All of that. So that wasn't an analysis that our partners in Transpar, that's what they do for a lot of districts, is they do safe walk zone analyses. But again, there just wasn't an appetite for that at this point in time, just by the committee, basically.
Thank you. I just want the community aware that there were things the committee looked at that probably would have been unpopular, that nobody ever saw, right? And so I just want people to kind of know that, you know, we did look at some other things and say, you know what, this just isn't what we're going to do for our community. So they never made it to the board meeting and to the public. So thank you for that. My next question is, and I think I know the answer just based on statistics, but we're going to be losing ultimately 51 students from Willoughby, basically. So just based on math, right, that's like 6% of the population. So I'm assuming that any impact on the overall socioeconomic mix, essentially the percentage of free and reduced lunch, is minimal. But have you looked at, I mean, is that going to have a significant impact on making that school more disproportionate in terms of free and reduced lunch?
No, that's a great question. I did echo that and meant to bring that up in the conversation about equitable support in schools. So first of all, Greenbrier currently has a higher percentage of students who qualify for free and reduced lunch than Willow Lake does, but it's close, and it will remain relatively close. Do I think Willow Lake in this proposal could become higher, have a higher percentage of students who qualify? Yes, potentially, they could. Not by much, but they could. I will also say I did share some feedback that this is Willow Lake losing some very stable homes, and the potential impact of that. Right now, if you look at Willow Lake, they are fed by 6 single family, basically neighborhoods, and 6 apartment communities. With this proposal, they move to 3 single family neighborhoods, residential neighborhoods, and 4 apartment communities with that proposed change. So that is the nature of that. But the reason why we kind of sliced the pie the way we did was had a lot to do with transportation and the impact of routing efficiencies and all that to maintain those on-time arrivals, et cetera. So yeah, I did look at that, but I don't see it as being a significant impact or change to a where all of a sudden Willow Lake a few years from now is going to be significantly higher than a Greenbrier in terms of free and reduced lunch debt.
And I have one more question for you on this stuff. And I'm just gonna say, this is the hard one. It's a really hard one, and I'll be honest, because I, and for the community who's here, as you've already gathered, I was actually on the senior committee, so I'm very familiar with this. And so I'm gonna share what I'm personally struggling with the most. Mm-hmm. And so I wanna know your answer to it. And I wanna think about, so I think, okay, people in current seventh graders probably just heard what they wanted to hear. But if I'm talking to a community member like one who spoke tonight, who has a current sixth grader, and it's like, yeah, sixth grade, you know, they'll be in seventh grade next year. What about me too? If If that person says to me, Dr. Taylor, currently at Northview, there are other sixth graders who live in Meridian Kessler, and they were, you know, they were allowed to choose to come here. You're not going to make them leave next year. So why are you going to make me leave next year? I told you it's a really hard question, but how do you answer that?
Yeah, it is a hard question, and I totally respect the question. I think for me, it boils down to going back to our whys, and are we correcting the challenges that were set out to correct? I totally get that, and I'm happy to go back and dive in and see if there's a possibility for that. Just at this point in time, in our review of that, it doesn't fix anything. It doesn't change counts in our schools if we don't really do what we said we're gonna do with regard to improving capacity at Northview with those proposed changes.
Okay, I'm sorry, I said it was my last question.
I'm sorry, can you move your mic closer?
I'm gonna ask you a follow-up because it just occurred to me. I'm gonna put you on the spot, and if the answer is I don't know, that's fine. If I am a current Northview sixth grade parent, and I'm looking at my kid having to move next year to seventh grade, can you sit here today and can you promise me that there will be no new out-of-district seventh graders at Northview next year?
I will tell you that we've had conversations about freezes on non-residency at Northview.
I'll tell you that can make it a lot more flat to me as a parent.
We've also had conversation about freezes at Clearwater.
Absolutely.
We've also had conversations about freezes at Willow Lake.
Thank you.
Mrs. George Davis or Mr. Fensel?
I have no questions at this time.
No questions, Bill. Thank you.
I think to put some more context to it, sorry not to prolong this. Right now, I think it's important to know that currently at Willow Lake Elementary School, there are six sections of kindergarten students with 24 students apiece in those. At Willow Lake, we cannot sustain six sections K-5. Eventually, those six sections have to turn into five sections of 29 students. Okay? Currently at Greenbrier, there are four sections of 24 students apiece. So I get this is hard. I totally get this is hard. But it's also hard for me to say it's okay for us to have a school that is building classrooms and closets, or having to do that, having to add sections, having to add teachers, and then eventually they run out of room to add teachers, and then we're merging into smaller sections, which is increasing class sizes, when I have a school less than 2 miles away that has four sections compared to a school that has six sections. And I know that's hard, but that is the way I look at this. Because you could look at this and say, hey, let's just wait and see if those numbers will stabilize across the district. But I would hate to be coming back here next fall or next spring or whenever and saying that Willow Lake is now at 770 and we're adding sections and we have nowhere to put them. So that's my concern, is the long-term impact of us maintaining a status quo right now.
So, Dr. Taylor, thank you. And before you go away, just, you know, I understand, and Mrs. Fry has done a lot, talked a lot about the process behind the scenes on coming to this recommendation. One of the things I think as you talk to board members, whether it's in the state, whether it's across the country, you know, other than COVID, rezoning, and if you have to go for money from the community to do things at your school, are the toughest conversations to have. So I totally understand it. But I do appreciate the work that was behind the scenes to come up with it. So we'll look forward to what you come to the board with on your recommendations. Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry. One last comment. Okay. So any questions or comments?
Before I drop the gavel.
It's a helpful comment. I went and looked up nationally and statewide, like how often does redistricting happen? Because I know it's just, you know,
And both in Indiana and across the country, it's every 5 to 10 years. It's an important inevitability. But I did want to share, because I might look that up, that we are not off track in terms of, you know,
So thank you. And before we, I ask for adjournment, I will like to say, you know, take the privilege here to say congratulations to Mrs. Horth Krueger and Mrs. George Davis for being reelected both this past election. Obviously, you guys chose the polls and voted for yourself. And in January, we'll welcome our new board members, Mr. Stephen Thompson. Anything else for good order? Now, entertain a motion. Promoted you. Mrs. George Davis.
Aye.
Mr. Fenzel.
Aye.
Mrs. Fry.
Aye.
Mrs. Horth Krueger.
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well. Meeting.